Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Simon Cowell won't leave any assets to his son, and doesn't believe on passing down wealth. Meanwhile, he's probably raised him to be spoiled and entitled, living in mansions and flying around on private jets. And then he's gonna leave him with nothing. At least leave the kid with enough money for a house down payment, or pay his college. Living in a lap of luxury has already wrecked his life. This is what boomers do. They leave their money to dog charities instead of their own children. Moving on, and speaking of boomers, they must be possessed, and the devil's the one whispering sweet nothings into their ear, to go into the fast lane and then drive slow. Why do boomers do this? Because they don't want to be behind anyone, of course. When I get in the fast lane and there's someone slow, I make an effort to pass them, and I notice that it's either a boomer or a jeet. And these days, that's like 80 to 90% of the population in Toronto. When I pass them, I get in the fast lane and in front of them, and then I drive even slower. Number 3, here's a look that women get on their faces as soon as you ask them where they want to eat. Why are they so indecisive? It comes down to accountability. If they pick a restaurant and the food is terrible, there's no way to weasel their way out of a decision like that. They just try and stay quiet or highlight the ambiance of the food or the few dishes that are good. Decisions have consequences, and that's why women hate making them. Up next, this graphic shows you the drop in white populations in Canadian cities over the last 25 years. In Toronto, it was 57% white back in 2001. Now it's dropped to 40%. Brampton, where most of the Indian people in Canada go, it was 59% white in 2001. And now it's only 12%. There are only a handful of major cities in Canada where whites are still the majority, and those include Ottawa, Quebec City, Montreal, and Laval, and a whole bunch of other smaller cities that no one wants to live in. Looks like migrants don't want to learn to speak French either, and stay away from French Canada. Number 5, here's what many girls do these days when their sugar daddy falls asleep. Yes, sugar babies with hairy man arms. Maybe that's his fetish. We shouldn't judge boomer love. But seriously, we're going to see more and more ultra-young women with older men as the economy gets worse and worse. When resources are scarce, women try and make themselves as beautiful as possible. Minus the hair baby here, and target men with means with precision. Moving on, which one is your favorite Matmobile? For me, it's gotta be the 1989 version. I remember seeing this the first time and thinking it was like a spaceship from another planet. I'd wish we could get cars that look like this on the road today, complete with flames shooting out the back and tail fins. My second favorite is the one from the 1960s. It had its own charm as well. Number 7, Julianne wonders why so many men are afraid to date trans women. Gee, I wonder. Maybe they don't like dating a woman with a pee-pee. Or maybe they don't want their friends and family laughing at them when they see their new so-called girlfriend. Besides that, it's also the guys don't want to date other guys no matter how much fake-up and hormones they're taking. 80% of men today would rather remain single than date any woman, trans or otherwise. Up next, the average American has only been in 4 of these U.S. cities. I've been to 14. The only 6 I haven't visited include Denver, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and Honolulu. I have no desire to explore Texas, but I'd like to go to Hawaii, Seattle, as well as Denver. I've been in more American cities than Canadian ones because Canada has boring architecture and geography. I think the reason the average American barely goes anywhere is because they're broke these days. Number 9, here's the difference between the 1950s and today. But remember that in the 1950s, that couple lived through the Great Depression, WW2, and the great inflation of the late 1940s and early 50s. And they could actually support a whole family on the husband's income. And the wife could afford to stay home and take care of the kids. Not to mention back then, men actually had testosterone flowing through their veins. Today's couples most can barely afford their pets. Moving on, here's the spectrum that women's fiction is on. They either fantasize about being breeding stock for the government and powerful men, or they dream about being with a muscular male monster. Women fantasize about things that are impossible in real life. That's how they control their sexuality and don't let men rule them sexually. I do that as well. I fantasize about things that don't exist, so when I go in public, it's rare that a woman's beauty piques my interest. Number 11, this guy says that for 28 years, all she's done is find mistakes in everything he says. She corrects him and says 29 years. Remember, guys, that women never forget what you say so they can use it against you later. And sometimes they just remind you to destroy your self-esteem so they can control you. Guys, you don't have to put up with this anymore. Just go your own way and you'll never have to remember anniversaries and birthdays ever again. Optics, can you be a Christian and go your own way at the same time? The Tradcucks tell you no, and that you need to find a woman and marry her. But what they conveniently omit is that Jesus was going his own way, and so were the apostles, and he said that if you were able to stay unmarried as a man, then you need to. The modern church hates that, though, because it's hard to get collection plate money from a single male Christian that doesn't go to church. Number 13, this Black Dallas principal was fired after meeting with their black students and telling them that their low grades were the reason their faculty wasn't an A school. We're now in a world where a black principal making suggestions to black students is now considered racist. She was fired for trying to promote black excellence. What's wrong with the woke mob these days? Maybe she got the idea that they were a problem from this average IQ map of Africa or something. Moving on, remember guys that sometimes you just need to cook your own food and clean your own place in front of your girlfriend, and she can just see how easily replaceable she is. That's a bad idea though if you're planning on staying with her long term, because if you do those things once, then she's going to expect you to keep doing them for the duration of your relationship. Then you, the boyfriend, become her new chef and maid while she sits on the sofa watching soap operas. Number 5, looks like the Jeets have been busy in the background of X, censoring a video of Indians throwing around and consuming cow poop. They're limiting the reach of such videos. Meanwhile, it's a real festival and not just a meme. They really do believe that cows release holy crap that can cure you of all kinds of diseases. It's part of their culture, but apparently they don't actually want Westerners to know about it, because they think that it makes them look bad in their eyes. Up next, a new study reveals that men look more masculine when wearing fake-up. I think they spelled gay incorrectly. The only way this might be true is if the guy's an 80s glam rock impersonator. I can understand when women want to sabotage other women in the dating market, but why are women trying to sabotage men too? Remember that in the past, TV actors dressed like women to show the audience that they were mentally ill. Number 17, AOC has ambitions to become the president one day, yet she's never had kids or gotten married. Never ran a business or managed people either. The only experience she has working is as a cocktail waitress. People will say, but Sandman, just look at her academic credentials before criticizing her. To that, all I have to ask is, if she was so smart, then why was she bartending? Even with all this education, she doesn't know that socialism is bad. Moving on, here's another example of the economy slowly collapsing, with Chipotle shares down almost 50% over the last year. Gen Z can't afford to pay for fast food and are out of money. It could also have something to do with the quality of the food. Someone I spoke with bought a burrito there for $14 with a $4 cola, and it gave him food poisoning. And it's also way overpriced for what you get. Wealthier people are still paying for fast food. It's the poor that can't afford it anymore. Number 19, do you believe that this is what women really think of us? Miriam here says that we aren't human, that we're actually monsters, that we deserve to suffer because we caused women suffering for centuries. How do women know that women in the past suffered? Where's the proof? I don't know, but this sounds like penis envy to me. Women can't have society spend its sympathy on men instead of them. Yet after comments like this, women say they don't hate men. Optics Glamour magazine fills their Women of the Year cover with men. I guess they're so desperate for attention that they're willing to take negative attention as well. At this point, why even use ugly humans for the cover of your antiquated magazine? Why not just use AI to create people that are universally attractive to gain readers? Oh, that's right. That would be too logical considering that most of the lamestream media is run by women these days. Number 21, is it true that feminism gives women a shield so they can attack men and boys while armored in false virtue? Of course it is. It allows them to always appear to be the victim while at the same time victimizing others. It's usually the ugly women that don't receive attention from good quality men, and are therefore disgruntled and try and take their frustrations out on all men. The worst part is that they want dominance over men while preaching equality. Moving on, what the hell is going on in Portland? This guy driving a stolen car crashes into a woman also driving another stolen vehicle. These two look like they're made for each other. Won't they just have an amazing story to tell their cats one day? Here's how I met your cat mom. But I'm not buying this story because I don't see any purple hair or face and neck tattoos on her. Maybe they can start stealing cars together and be in GTA 7 when it comes out in the next 20 years. Number 23, someone says that men endure because we must. But for most guys, there's nothing to endure when they realize that women don't love them. A man has to find his own purpose outside of relationships and hedonism if he wants greater fulfillment in life. Brian says there are men out there who haven't been hugged by women for months. Try 10 years for me and counting. And I'd rather hug a female robot or mannequin at this point. Up next, Rosie O'Donnell asks for prayers as her daughter ascends to prison. It's always a good day when Rosie suffers. Usually when your kid turns out to be a criminal, it's because the parents weren't there to support them and guide them. Her daughter Chelsea is going away for drug-related charges. If I was Rosie's kid, I'd probably abuse a substance of some kind to deal with my mother's Trump derangement syndrome. Number 25 in the last one, what did Sydney Sweeney eat to get so big and busty? Probably a lot of grass-fed beef. But most people are saying they're fake, which I don't think anyone believes. She said that when they developed so big, she wanted a reduction, but that her mother talked her out of it. But then again, there's no verification of if they're real or not. But the picture of that see-through dress recently shows that they're real to me. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.